Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Fun show. Check out the podcast at theticketfm.com. You can always call or text 402-464-5685. Watch and comment on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. The show sponsored by Gaina Trucking. You want to address Sip. So Vince in Napa, California called the second segment. He had a new tag out per Coach Bush's request or, you know, demand. Request, demand.
Yes. I think I'm speaking. We all needed something.
It was important. Yeah.
Speaking for the people.
Yeah, we speak for the people, Bill.
Jake's.
Well, we just had someone here that spoke for all of Lincoln Sport,
which was even more
impressive.
The director of sport, Derek Bombeck.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Vince has texted you to clarify what was said after Hell's frozen over.
Well, he said we want to. Okay, you know he was kind of thrusting himself into the position of a coach.
Okay.
In a fictional world.
Yeah.
And he said, we're going to fight them until hell freezes over.
Okay, we got
and
that.
Then we're going to fight them on the ice.
I like that. That's pretty good.
I want to go back and listen to that and see if that was let, if we could hear, if we just didn't hear that.
We didn't get the second part.
No.
The first part was, we're going to fight them until hell freezes over. And then the indiscernible part was, and then we're going to fight them on the ice.
So once it does freeze over, we're going to continue to fight, is what was said.
Yeah.
That is fight on right there.
Do you approve of that tag out?
I do approve of that.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty good, Vince.
Yeah.
Just too bad we couldn't hear the last part.
Yeah, you just got to.
You
got
to
work on deliveries, everything, Vince. So just work on that this weekend and fire that one back at us.
Thank you, Vince.
Yes, thanks, Vince. All right, I want to talk a little bit about the games on Sunday, NFL. We just talked with Derek Bombeck, Niners fan, Niners, Eagles, NFC Championship, Bengals, Chiefs, AFC Championship. And this area cares a lot about the Bengals because of Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor, of course, great quarterback at Nebraska, now on the verge, potentially in the most quiet way ever, going to back-to-back Super Bowls. I mean, the conversation, deservedly so, in Cincy is Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow has been a huge game changer for that franchise. Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, you know, the offense, Joe Mixon, fun to watch. Lou Anarumo's had a great year as defensive coordinator. And it just feels like no one ever talks about Zach Taylor. But he's on the verge, if they win tomorrow in Kansas City, of going to back-to-back Super Bowls and potentially winning a Super Bowl. So why does it feel like no one's still talking about Zach Taylor? And what have been your impressions of him as a head coach in his years there?
Obviously, he's done a great job, especially, you know, what first year, when to run him out, basically. and everyone that's the now part of it. He just stays very, very steady. You want to hear an interesting story on Zach Taylor?
Mm-hmm.
Up for a
please
story?
Please mm-hmm. do. Yes.
So I'm coaching here in Nebraska.
Year?
And, this is, I don't know, 7, 8, somewhere 9, somewhere in that area, about 2007.
2005 was his first year.
First year. So it would
have
been way earlier than that then. So I'm here. So
okay.
I go to where we need a quarterback. And so we go, and I have a good friend of mine, Dickie Rolls, at Coffeyville Junior College.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I've known Dickie for a long time. They have a quarterback that's committed to Alabama. So I'm going down there. We're going to see if we can flip him back to Nebraska.
You're going down?
To Coffeyville.
To Coffeyville. So, that's where Zach was.
What's that? No. That's why we're telling the story. That's why it helps that I'm here. If not, this story would have went just south right now.
Because Zach was
so
where?
So we go down there. That's part of the story.
Okay.
And just stick with me. So I go down there, and I'm talking to my friend Dickie Rolls.
At Coffeyville.
And he used to run the gunny sack. It was an oil trucking company. So I just see him at the gunny sack, see him at Coffeyville. And we're talking about his quarterback, and we've had this open conversation several times. But he's like, I'm just telling you what, the guy over at Butler hits hands. It's the exact term.
He goes, Butler.
Butler. Because he goes, so I immediately packed up and went to?
Butler.
There you go. Perfect.
Community college.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so went to El Dorado, Kansas. And then that is how we found out about him at that time. And that's when we brought in, obviously, Jay Norvell got involved with me and Coach Callahan. And that's how we ended up getting Zach here. And another thing was, and so we came, and that was after our first year. And in the spring of that next year, we went live quarterback.
That's right.
In spring.
So to precede the 05 year.
To see who can handle it when stuff was live. Because there's a big difference when you stand back there and no one can touch you. So we went live quarterback. Zach won the job, took off, had two great seasons. He went to being the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year. So that was how Zach ended up being here, was a lot from being guided from a coach from another school that was very close with me to help me get over to that spot right there. And then obviously Coach Callahan and Jay did a great job of help bringing him here too.
Yeah, Jake, I think that was – Bill, I think that was the spring of 2005 when Zach won
job. I believe that's correct.
Now, and he got hit in that practice. I remember it. I didn't see the practice because we weren't – but the media's not in the practice. But afterward, Zach spoke to the media, as did Bill Callahan.
Okay.
And Zach was beat up pretty bad. He was bleeding from the mouth. He got hit a lot in that practice. And I think Callahan – wanted to see how he would hold up.
I think it was a across-the-board competition,
yeah,
is what it was. Let's say it's hard to say winner take all when you don't get very many live bullets, when you never get touched. And so that was, you had to find out who it was.
Right,
and so Zach won that. So he's got, you know, if you just look at Zach on the sideline now, you wouldn't be like, man, I'll tell you one thing, I can look at this guy and say that's probably one of the toughest son of a guns walking. But he is.
That's the
thing. But he is. And like I said, the quarterback spot like that, you take some shots. And he stood in there and did a great job for us and took us – we got to the Big 12 championship game with him. But just, again, a great person. Met his wife here, mm-hmm. Sarah. Met his wife here. She was working here at Nebraska. That's how they met. And,
sports information and so, department.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sports information
and his
department.
And his wife is what, the daughter of Mike Sherman, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. He went to go coach a couple times with Mike Sherman.
So why does Zach – fly, he's kind of, why does he fly under the radar? He's kind of nondescript. He doesn't put himself in the limelight. He's a grinder.
Without telling you.
So
he just does it.
But some of it's just that, his personality. He's pretty low key.
Yeah.
And it's not about, he doesn't make it about him. Some people do. He doesn't make it about him in any way.
I spent a couple days with them during OTAs this year. I went out there and spent time with their whole staff. So I knew so many people on the staff. And Zach was great during practice. He spent almost the whole practice with me until it went to team. And he's like, I got to call some plays. And so he went and did his team part. But he was very good. And also, he was on the sidelines. Did you talk to him at the Michigan game?
I did not.
Him and Sarah were there.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Again, so another
oh,
thing.
Oh, yeah, he was in Ann Arbor.
In Ann Arbor.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the press box grinding.
But no one really knew. I'll look over and he's there because, again, he comes in unannounced.
Yeah.
It's not how he works. It's not how he operates.
Right.
And so and the reason that they got married, you guys, goes back to who got it done? Tim Cassidy.
Is that right?
Because Tim Cassidy was so close with Coach Sherman. So Tim was the one who got Sarah a job Sports Information at Nebraska.
Okay.
They meet.
Yeah, they meet.
That life goes on from there. So, but love Zach a bunch, pulling really hard for him. Obviously, got like, a lot of connections with people on that team. And Darren Simmons is my the special teams coordinator is my special teams mentor.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, so that's where I would go. I've been as soon as I got the special teams coordinator job here the first time, I'd go out there. So I've been there numerous times. We just sit down and pour over, and he would just spend time with me. It was ridiculous the time he would spend with me. And all I would ask him about is scenarios that might come up. What about this? What about the safety? Whatever scenario that might come up, he'd go through everything and spend time with me if I had to call him on something. So to have an NFL guy like him, was that meant so much to me to have
say the
him.
Name again.
What's that?
Name again.
Nope, I've already said it once.
Nope.
We're done with that.
Darren Simmons.
Darren Simmons, yes.
Yes, he remembered anyway.
Well, I'm thinking about the listeners. Oh, right.
Darren Simmons.
Darren Simmons. So like I said, he has done an unbelievable job. I said, he's my mentor. And so, obviously, I pulled very hard for them in that phase. And that's who I went out to spend all my time with, really, when I went out there for OTAs. Was I didn't spend any time with defense because I wasn't coaching defense. So I spent all my time with Darren, sat in the meetings with him, sat with in every install with him. He allowed me to do all those things. Obviously, helps when you know Zach so well, when the head coach is. So I had carte blanche when I got there. But, but Darren's a great, great person.
To me, it feels like if you look at all the, you know, the – right now, interviews going on for head coaching jobs in NFL. Even with the success the Bengals have had this year, last year, their assistants still aren't even getting offers. Like, I think Brian Callahan had one interview for a head coaching job. Lou Anarumo, who's had a great year defensively, nobody. And again, it's all about, okay, the Eagles defensive coordinator. It's all about, you know, D'Amico Ryans and the Niners. He wants to get a lot of interviews. But no one still talks about the Bengals coaching staff. And like I said, Joe Burrow has been incredible. He deserves a ton of praise, of praise. Yeah. But it's not – like, he can't be the great player he is without a great coaching staff as well, right?
Great coaching staff. And just think about the plan they put together against Buffalo. 3/5 of the offensive line's out. 3 new guys in like that, and they handled them. And they ran the ball, like we talked about right away. They ran the ball, allowed them protection. So what a great job by that coaching staff of being like – how are we going to do this with 3 new guys starting?
Okay, you're right, and we talked about this, and I'm not going to hijack this conversation. Should make it a Nebraska basketball conversation, but it's interesting. Nebraska basketball, they lose 2 guys, and you shut down everything. Okay, well, they can't win. They lost 2 guys. The championship teams, the good teams, they lose 3 offensive linemen, the Bengals, and still go into Orchard Park and really control the game.
Which is already not a great offensive line. They've been better this year than last year, but they still have – they've had problems a little bit. They've been much better this year. But, like, last year, that was the big reason they were –
they gave up 9 sacks in a playoff game.
They were bad all year long offensive line.
They gave up nine sacks in a playoff game.
Yeah. And won.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Like you're supposed to.
Yeah, like the good team.
Goal, right? Come on, guys.
It's 9 sacks. Just get over it. Throw it to the open guy.
With all that being said – When you look,
Sipple, you just spit coffee out. Coffee came out Sipple's nose. I'm not kidding you.
I don't think Jake has ever said that, but I could hear that. No. Yeah, just throw it to the open guy.
Yeah, I have not said that, but I don't think
I
so.
Felt, I, it did come off my tongue pretty easy. It really did.
Yeah, the good teams do. All right, sorry, Jake.
Is there a chance? I ask you this. How good of a chance do you believe there, that after Sunday's games, we will have both road teams in the Super Bowl? Niners are at Philadelphia. Bengals are at the Chiefs. I'll ask you first. Which road team do you think has the better chance to win Sunday? And do you think they both could easily, you know, could win their games?
Well, I'd start with the first thing I would say. I would say Bengals.
Yeah.
Just because I know that Mahomes talked about yesterday that his ankle felt better than what he thought it would be. So that's where I'd start with the health of the quarterback. That is a tough injury. And how, again, maybe it wasn't as bad as what they initially thought. So that could be a change with that. He makes a lot of plays with his feet and keeps things alive. And so if his mobility is a little bit limited, that still gives the advantage of to the Bengals in that area right there. It'd be a tough place to play, obviously. I think they're easier travel like that. It's not always a big thing, but that's a, like I said, going from San Francisco to Philly, they'll go a day early. So I'm sure that they're going today. Anytime you go coast to coast, you always go a day earlier. If not, you fly. The Bengals will leave tomorrow, will leave Saturday morning or sometime Saturday. They might do their walkthrough or whatever that they have there, and then they get back and have a meeting the night before the game. Most likely the Niners, they'll be leaving today at some point in time. So that's a trip now. That's a six-hour flight going that direction.
Isn't Niners-Eagles – Niners-Eagles is a bloodbath, isn't it? I mean, can the Niners go into Philly with Purdy and win that game?
Yes, they can. They can. I mean, Dak played terrible last week.
Would you bet on it?
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
You guys know more about this than I do.
The Niners have not lost a game in a very long time, and that's including with Brock Purdy.
I'm not dissing Purdy. He's good. Yeah. He's done what he's done. He's proven himself. But that's a, like Bill says, that's the best pass rush team in the NFL.
Oh, they're incredible.
If they can run it and play action pass for Purdy, they'll be in good shape. If it gets into where it's third and eights and third and nines, instead of with just being a rookie, that's going to be harder for him to be able to make that. But there is every team. When you get down to the final four, you're really good. So can they win the game? Absolutely. That they can get that. I think it's going to be.
It'll be a war.
I think it's going to be a physical war. Yeah. I really do.
It'll be fun to watch because of that. Yeah. I'm astounded by NFL playoff football. Okay. Go ahead, tag me on this, but just how physical it gets. It's incredible. I mean, those guys are really cutting loose now. It's like the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
I watch the NBA playoffs. I'm always startled by it. Seems like each possession, someone's life is on the line. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like. And that's in the NFL, that's what it feels like.
Well, also, that's the way it is all year. But when you watch college football and NFL, when you're watching the game, it's pretty shocking where all of a sudden you're like going, oh, first quarter's over.
Yeah.
Just the way the clock runs and plays. The plays are way less.
Yep.
And there's not a bunch of rotation like that and different players that are playing.
Yeah.
The number of plays are way less. Sometimes you look up and it'll be first half, both teams had 25 snaps.
Why is that?
Huddle and the way the clock runs. So there's no – if there's a first down, it's continuous clock. everything just keeps running all the time. Where in college, it stops for a while till the ball's spotted and be able to go
again.
Well,
I know that, but why are there NFL playoff games fewer plays?
It's not playoff games. Just in general.
Oh, NFL
in just general. In general. Also, there is probably a little bit of difference in game six and game to go to the Super Bowl when you're over there holding your call sheet. And you're making this call, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, we're 5-1. I got a 3rd-and-6. Let's see. Let's go here. Okay. A little different when you're making that call.
It's the last game.
When
Super Bowl's on the line.
Yeah, it's a big deal. When you're making those calls, you're a little more nerve-wracking.
I could see it
on both sides of the ball. You're making sure
your guy
that you have.
I could see your guy.
He claims my head coach, Dolphins coach, froze.
Yeah, froze. 100% did.
You thought he froze,
100%.
Too.
Yeah, 100%.
Jake, I was watching the game.
Yeah.
He thought it was a first down.
What was that?
Yeah, how's that?
For how long? Someone would say this. First down? Coach, no, it's not. No, it's not. Okay, 39 seconds.
He was locked in. He was locked into his play.
Absolutely not. Rex Ryan, did you hear Rex Ryan?
Rex Ryan's a – I got thoughts on Rex Ryan.
What were you going to say?
But what did he say, though?
I was supposed to say he's a buffoon. But
I was watching – I'm sitting there with my wife. I go, he's confused. He's not right there. They don't have a play. And then they're trying to get a play in, and what'd they do? Huddle. Then they brought in different personnel.
That was bad.
And
delay
then,
of game.
Yeah, delay a game on that. Where it should have been right, a quarterback sneak.
It was 4th-and-1, and it went to
4th-and-6.
I'm aware
of the situation.
Yeah.
My team lost. I'm aware of this. Yeah. I wonder what happened.
I was watching it, too, and I thought the same. Oh, the coach froze.
So the
froze.
The play calling in these games, when you're this good, it's critical. That the person, the plan that you have put together, the play call, what they have set up, there'll be a couple wrinkles like that. And usually you look for, in wrinkles you look for, maybe somebody trying to get a big play on a 3rd-and-1 or 4th-and-1 at their own. Say it's at the 50-yard line, and they do something to say, "Hey, we're going to go play action, take a shot here, and do something very unique to get a big play."
Niners Eagles Fox 2 p.m. Sunday.
Okay, thank you.
That's the first game,
and the spread is
2.5 Eagles.
Okay,
Bengals Chiefs 5:30 on CBS.
What's that spread?
You want to guess?
Let me think about this.
We'll have Sip guess.
Chiefs must be 1.5 favorite.
Just one.
Point. I was gonna say 2.5.
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes will see. This feels like to me a situation where I think the world expects the Bengals to win. That's when the Chiefs are the most dangerous. Right. Like, hey, we have a home game. We're the one seed. We're getting disrespected. I know Mahomes is banged up. He's like, no, this is personal now.
The Bengals oddly have won 7 of the last 8 games against the Chiefs. It's odd. I mean, it's an oddity.
Just remember, why are they playing at the Chiefs? Why are they playing there? Why is that Arrowhead?
Well,
because they won more games.
But hello,
the
Bengals did beat the Chiefs in the regular season.
They did.
But the Chiefs are ridiculously good.
They are.
I mean, they're.
But the Bengals. What I'm saying is, the Bengals seem to have their number.
Yeah, there's confidence in them right now. They're definitely not
scared tomorrow. No.
They're definitely like that.
They just went and waxed Buffalo by 17 points in the row in the snow.
And then you talk about critical plays. I mean, what was the most critical play of the Chiefs-Bengals last year that people don't really think about?
Ooh.
It was something that was so major, it was ridiculous.
Oh, I remember why. I don't remember. There was a lot of critical plays down the stretch.
I think they were up at the time. Was it 10 or 13? The Chiefs were.
Chiefs up
at
halftime.
The first half, right?
And they get no points. They had no timeouts left, and all they had to do, and they threw the ball, I think it was to Tyreek Hill. He got tackled in bounds.
Right.
Clock runs out, and it's like, we're fine.
It was 21-10.
It's 21-10. Imagine getting a field goal. Or if you score a touchdown there, coming out, there's hardly enough snaps left in the game to be able to get back to that.
You're right.
That's a game changer. They score a touchdown or just a field goal. Just the field goal.
That was an
huge
Arrowhead. Yep. You're right. And there was bad mojo. You could feel, if you were watching that game, it was like, ooh.
Whoa,
the feeling
weird.
Of state. Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah, it was that. Strange. Ooh,
that was
weird.
And it was, and also was a.
That's Andy Reid. You coming up with nothing?
Exactly. That was a read call.
Right.
And then you looked at it, because I remember I took the screenshot of it to show to our players about awareness. So right when the play was over, because we showed them a screenshot to our players, later in the spring, whatever it was. Right when the play was over and they tackle him, you see Mahomes, and he's signaling timeout. They didn't have a timeout.
Oh, wow.
And so –
awareness.
So there's a
– lack of.
In a AFC championship game. And that those 3 points right there, because that was a play. It's like you run a play. It's either there, throw it away, boom, kick it, or you have the play. So that was an error.
It's a bad look for Mahomes, by the way.
On both sides, it was a bad look for him, and it's a big play. So those things, that's going to happen again. And sometimes it's not that last. It's not in the last drive,
right?
Sometimes. So always,
that's fascinating.
I mean, the one thing in that play that you would say the Chiefs were thinking was, hey, it's a short yardage, and Tyreek Hill is very hard to tackle. But they made a sound tackle, and that went backwards on him. Yeah. which you didn't expect. Yeah. You thought, hey, Tyreek Hill can't be tackled two yards. Yeah. We're fine. Great play by the Bengals.
Yeah.
We got a phone call, as we have all day. Jason, you're on the line. Jason, go ahead. You're on early break. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. This is Jason from Kansas City. This is good stuff. You guys are talking. Love the stories. I'm rooting hard for the Chiefs, you know, but if they don't get it done, I got my Huskers there on the Cincinnati team. So either way, we'll get a victory on Sunday. But and a little minor adjustment on that story. I was born in Nebraska, Omaha, but grew up in El Dorado, Kansas. A lot of people, you know, Coach, you weren't the first one. We've heard all El Dorado. It's one of those things when you live in the town, you kind of used to the pronunciation. So, you know, El Dorado, Kansas, and Butler County Community College. So I was pretty excited when Zach got recruited there by Coach Callahan and you guys.
So is that like Louisville and Louisville? Because you get that.
Right,
people say Louisville all the time.
Like Coach Osborne, Missouri.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
All right.
That's really good to know.
It's Louisville.
I will say this: you never usually say the town much. You just say Butler. I'm always going. If you're going to, you never say what town you're going to. It's like, hey, I'm going to Butler.
Right.
And so I haven't.
Yeah.
But I'm going to work on that, and that's why we're trying to get better here. I'm trying to get Sipple better on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Appreciate Coach, that,
oh,
Jason.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, we comment because we care, like on the Coach Sipple and Jake's show. So one thing I've had a question on. And are we ever going to get, you know, like we push the NIL deal? Are we ever going to push getting a JV program? Some sort of, you know, because I hear we got all these analysts, you know, and all these players we can't get reps, you know, on. You know, we got 60 guys that are doing the reps, the two deeps, the kickoff. But then we got guys sitting on the sideline. And then you got your analysts who can't coach, and they got their arms folded and watching or doing what they're doing. But you think we're ever going to get to the day where the coaches get a groundswell so we can coach these kids up that have to sit on the sidelines during the reps? Because, like I said, sometimes I feel like we got an investment firm going with all the analysts, you know, and I'm like, man, we could really use them coaching up these players, you know, that can't get the reps. Because we saw the drop-off this year when the backup quarterback came in. And, you know, it'd be nice to get this JV, this extra squad practicing instead of watching and use your analysts, you know, let them allow them to be coached. So I wish there was a push to get that back, because that would be huge in getting Nebraska and a lot of these. You know, and it's mainly for kids too. Like, who wants to sit on the sideline and watch it? You know,
yeah.
I mean, there's some good ability to watch, but you know, like me and my cousin Vinny, we got passion for this program and all we do is care. And Sipple and Jake, they care about it. And we love you and everything you did. We're glad Coach Callahan found you and you got back here. And it was a hell of a run this past year. And wish you could have stayed with us. But hopefully we get it done here and go Big Red.
Thanks, Jason.
Oh, I appreciate that. That's very, very nice of you. The freshman team or JV team we talked about was obviously a big part of Nebraska. You know, everyone's in the South locker room. We had so many people be in the South locker room. Not trying to be Jake and pat myself on the back, but the co-head coaches of the last winning game was – Jerry Godowski and Bill Bush.
Last winning game of the JV, Nebraska JV. Really?
Yes.
You and Jerry?
Me and Jerry.
Really?
We were co-head coaches of that game.
Jake doesn't pat himself on the back.
I pat myself on the back.
Well, we've been on Sipple too much, so I just got to throw it.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I got to throw it on him.
Jake's got a lot of issues, obviously, but he doesn't do a lot of
I know he
them.
Doesn't. I did that on purpose, because like, Sipple's just been walking into just a...
Oh, yeah, I'll take that.
So that was year when you and Jerry Godowski coached. What was the last year? Let me guess. I'm going to guess this, Jake. I'm going to guess this. It was 1991.
I think it was 91 or 2. I'll have to find that.
Okay, well done.
Yeah, 91 or 2.
Yeah. And it was nice. We used to play, you know, you would play
Ellsworth.
Ellsworth. You played junior college, and then you'd play the usually like Air Force, their JV
you'd
team.
You'd go out there.
You'd go to a different place, and there were always
right?
four
you'd
or five
go out
games.
There.
And that just got – the numbers kind of went down. We have to have – back in those days – there'd be 200-something on the roster because there was a freshman JV
team. On the Nebraska roster.
Now you don't have that. Right. And that, and that's not – and that part of it is Title IX. To build that, the Title IX was not built
JV.
But it wasn't built to try to demise football or put rosters down. That's not what Title IX was for. But it did affect it a little bit with the number of people you could have on your roster.
That answers kind of answers Jason's question. Yeah. Is you can't – the roster size – You can't have a JV team now.
They don't exist.
Right. They don't exist anywhere. Do you remember Shane Thorell?
Shane Thorell was probably the one of the best coaches I've ever worked with. He was the head coach forever.
I'll tell you something, Jason.
Shane Thorell was outstanding.
I'll tell you something about Shane Thorell. Okay, this is true. I was just a little guy at the Daily Nebraskan, first year reporter at the Daily Nebraskan, assigned to cover. I'll never forget Shane Thorell for this. Assigned to cover the junior varsity team for Nebraska football. And it was great. It's like my own, I had my own beat. And I asked Shane Thorell, could we talk on a prescribed date, like Thursday, just every day or every Thursday, have like a sit down chat? And he said, yeah, we can do that. Just call my office at 6 a.m. Thorell took like 30 minutes to an hour every Thursday to talk.
Dang. He was like this too. Every day.
Yeah, he was.
Every day.
He was super nice, though.
Yeah,
super. Now, think about talking to an 18-year-old kid. I didn't even know what I was doing. And he gave me that much time. I'll never forget as long as I live.
Yeah, I was just blessed to be.
He's a good coach, too, huh?
Basically, I was his assistant coach when I was a GA.
Shane Thorell.
Yeah, I was his assistant coach. And he was the head coach of that team and did an unbelievable job. And then there was a change in how the staff, a young little guy there, too. How they were structured, and that's how it ended up being. What they did was they went from five GAs down to two. So all that was left was me and Jerry as the two GAs, and that's how Jerry we ended up being the co-head coaches, of the last game. So he was the offensive coordinator, and I was the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, Jerry Godowski is around that time. He tried to steal my girlfriend unsuccessfully.
I have a great Jerry Godowski story if you ever want to get one.
Well, maybe we'll get it after the break.
Yeah, it's a great
one. Okay, there we go.
It's a great one.
Let's do that.
I want to hear your story, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Godowski after the break.
Okay, next, an early break in the ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.